What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, certainly when we look at what's not hot, this weather seems to be a big frustration.
I had several clients call over the weekend, actually scared. Rained again here in North Dakota, and we're looking at snow next week. Putting a big hurt on soybean harvest, corn harvest, beets, edible beans. Going to see prices of these markets probably shoot up here, at least from a local level, from your local basis. That is hot.
How do you mean? What's going on the basis?
Basis, trains are showing up, but grain isn't. Elevators have to order trains months in advance. They ordered them for Ocnovdis, which is totally normal, knowing that the grain would harvest would be happening. Not a single client that I have has harvested any soybeans in the whole state of North Dakota. So basis for delivery here in October, absolutely on fire in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota.
When we look at those outside markets, what's happening there, Tommy?
Big gap open lower last night in stocks. Keep an eye on Dr. Copper. Lots of talk of a global recession. Manufacturing numbers all over the world economy slowing down. Keep an eye on copper, and the stock market here opened a lot lower last night, coming back now as we speak. But lack of progress with the trade talks and more disappointment, and all the impeachment talks aren't helping the overall feel of the economy and the stock market here.
We got a crop report out at the end of this week?
Crop report could definitely be hot. You never know with those things. Farmers have learned that as these reports come out, the USDA isn't afraid to adjust numbers and yield. So keep an eye on Thursday, USDA Crop Report.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.